you please let me do. Won't you please let me do? Well, I look to my left, I look to my right. I hate to be alone, I need a girl and I.
Wave Station with Sean.
Greetings again.
Hi, everyone. Okay, Sean, what was that one? You were the one who submitted that, so why don't you talk about it?
That was The Knights of Trash from Seattle, Washington. And that was the first release on one of my two labels. It's out on Jinx Records. So that's Everywhere I Look, which is a cover of a Milkshake song.
Cool. All right. That's the B-side of a release they put out called Trainwreck.
Trainwreck, correct.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. And what year was that?
That came out last year.
Excellent. It's on your label, right?
That's right. One of my two labels. And that second label is called Jinx Records.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Before that one, we were listening to I'd Rather Be Dreaming.
Yeah, Death Valley Girls from their new album called Under the Spell of Joy, which is available on Suicide Squeeze Records.
And you're loving it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic album. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I've been a fan for a while now. They're great. Okay, first song in that set was A Woo by the Lad Mags out of Edmonton.
That was a new one on me.
Yeah, well, that one was released in 2013. I don't know that they didn't really achieve a huge acclaim outside of Edmonton, maybe. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I don't know for sure. But anyway, they also broke up. But that was the Lad Mags Halloween EP, and you can find that on Bandcamp.
I dug that one.
Great. I think it's got the feel we're going for tonight with our spooky vibes. Yeah, so stay tuned for some more spooky vibes. Here we go.
We'll be right back. which lives inside on eBay. Understand your kind.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. Yo, okay. You know, we got some technology. I know I tell you guys this all the time, but we're broadcasting live from an apartment in Vancouver. In the kitchen, actually.
In lovely Strathcona.
Oh, hey, don't tell them where I live. okay, so we're back with Wave Station, and we're continuing along with our essentially horror, you know, spooky, dark, crime-filled set. There's lots of suicide and murder and creatures and things like that. But anyway, the last song was Blood from the Beating by a band called Demon's Claws. out of Montreal, and that's off their self-titled release, which was put out in 2005. Before that was a song called Evil Thing by The Headcoats. That's the B-side of their Santa Claus release, which I think it was put out in the mid-90s.
Damaged Goods.
Oh, okay. What do you know about it?
No, it was a, if it's the same record I'm thinking of, it was a 7-inch picture disc, and it came out on Damaged Goods, and the reason I remember that is because I was at the gig where they released it.
Oh, rad. So, yeah, they're an English band, but they had come out here to play sometime in the 90s yeah, or later?
Yeah, they played here in Vancouver in the early 90s.
Awesome.
As far as I know, they played at the Railway Club and a place on Main Street that is no longer around because it burned down. And where else? I was living over in England when they came and played here, but I was seeing them all the time when I was living over there. So.
Oh, cool. Right. Yeah, the 90s was an interesting time for music. A lot of like throwback garage was happening. Okay, so let's see now. Where are we at? I guess you all know this is Wave Station. The other thing to know is we are at 90.1 FM on the radio dial. Also, cjsf.ca if you want to listen live on the web browser. And we're broadcasting out over the Lower Mainland on the Coast Salish territories. That's the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. So all power and respect out to all y'all, kids of the Wave Station. So let's get into the next bit here.
Yeah.
infected, like the most real-time horror show we can think of right now. And that song was by Teenage Head off of Frantic City, which they put out in, this can't be right, 1994 is not the date.
Absolutely not. Frantic City, if I recall correctly, came out in 79.
Thank you.
I'm not entirely sure, so don't chop my head off if I'm wrong.
Well, Sean is standing in for Google, and he's doing a pretty good job. I mean, he's just a human man.
Yeah, I'm not Google. I'm more like a Goo-Goo Muck.
Hey! Yeah. So, before that one, Sick of You, a new one by SBDC, and I'd love to tell you what that stands for, but, well, this is family-friendly radio as much as we can do. But anyway, there's some rad chicks out of Vancouver, and that's off of The Feeling of Winning, which was just recently released.
Oh, was that the Kingfisher Blues release?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's doing really well.
They're a great band, and I'm really looking forward to shows coming back, because they're a really good band to go see locally. And, I mean, just shows in general.
Oh, my God.
They need to come back.
I know. We're dying out here. Come on now.